Hi, I'm Stephanie Strange. Want to hear something scary?
Red is dead. Doctors take an oath to help people, no matter the circumstances. But what happens when the roles reverse? Dr. Polinsky was walking out of the hospital when a nurse called for help. She was exhausted from a double shift and just wanted to get home. But her kind nature got the better of her. She rushed back inside and saw that a victim of a chemical accident needed immediate abdominal surgery. Dr. Polinsky jumped right in. Halfway through surgery, the doctor noticed the patient's blood was a strange color. She called over another doctor to observe. Suddenly, torrents of blood started spewing from the patient's guts. The room was dripping and no one could control it. The man died on the table. Dr. Polinsky pronounced him dead at 11:11 p.m. She placed a red wristband on the man to indicate that the body needed to be transported to the morgue. Dr. Polinsky was exhausted. With her head held low, she entered the elevator. There was just one other woman inside, also going down. As they waited for the doors to close, a patient was shuffling towards the elevator. Dr. Polinsky glanced up and froze in horror. She must be seeing things. She looked again. Then, with sheer panic, she began repeatedly pounding the close the door button. Just as the patient's bony pale hand reached out towards them, the elevator doors slammed shut. The fellow passenger reprimanded the doctor for being so rude. Why would she not wait to let the elderly patient in on the elevator? Dr. Polinsky replied, her voice shaking. That patient just died on the operating table. Dr. Polinsky asked if the woman had seen the red wristband on his arm, confirming he was dead. You mean something like this? The passenger said, smiling, revealing her own red wristband. The doctor froze and took a deep breath. That's when she noticed the stench filling up on the tiny space. It was dried blood. Drips of sweat slowly trickled down her face. She tried to open the elevator doors, but while pressing the buttons, the lights went out. All she could make out in the dark were the woman's glowing red eyes. There was a sudden snapping sound, and the elevator started to freefall. They could see a flash of light every time they passed a floor through the tiny gaps in the doors. There was nowhere to run. There was no one to hear her scream. The woman got closer to her with every flash of light. The doctor backed against the door until the last moment when the elevators came to a stop. Dr. Polinsky racing down the hall, she slammed doors shut while hearing them reopen behind her. Out of breath and at a dead end, she turned around. She was face to face with bulging, blood-red eyes and the crooked smile of the woman from the elevator. The woman reached out her bony pale hand to grab the doctor, whose eyes were locked on her red wristband. And then she hit the floor. Dr. Polinsky woke up in a daze, laying in a hospital bed. She looked around her frantically for signs of someone she knew. Why was she on a bed? How did she get there? A nurse was writing some notes down on a clipboard. Dr. Polinsky called the nurse, asking what had happened. Not looking up from her notes, the nurse explained that the maintenance man found her lying on the floor on the elevator. No permanent damage, just a heat stroke. She would be fine. What a relief. She must have been hallucinating. Nothing had happened after all. The nurse told Dr. Polinsky she was in good hands now. And when the nurse turned to face Dr. Polinsky, her red eyes shone as she began to place a red wristband on the screaming patient's hand.
I've been on my mental health journey for the last decade, and let me tell you that having mental health issues is something that we all need to take seriously. That's why it's important to prioritize your mental health and wellness every day. When you work on yourself, it brings positive changes in all areas of your life. The long-term effects of therapy can give you the tools to deal with challenges as they arise, strengthen your relationships, and give you a more positive outlook on life. I know it really helped me in the past year when I had to move and had so much going on. There have been times where I had to put off therapy because setting up appointments was difficult and having to go somewhere physically was not always easy. I know that with Talkspace, they make it so easy to embed it in your ever-changing schedule because life is always changing. You're always changing. And Talkspace is a fraction of the cost of in-person therapy. Instead of waiting for an appointment, you can send unlimited messages to your therapist 24/7, and they'll engage with you daily 5 times a week. As a listener of this podcast, you'll get $100 off your first month with Talkspace. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com and make sure to use the code SCARY to get $100 off your first month and show your support for the show. That's SCARY and Talkspace.com. Hey everyone, we're introducing a new podcast produced by AMC Plus in partnership with Pineapple Street Studios. It's called the AMC Plus Interview with the Vampire Podcast, a companion podcast to AMC's new TV adaptation of the Anne Rice classic, hosted by comedian and vampire superfan Naomi Ekperigin. Each episode digs deep into the show with the actors, writers, and directors who brought it to life. Anne Rice's Interview with the Vampire follows Louis de Pont's epic story of love, blood and pearls of immortality, as told to the journalist Daniel Malloy. And Naomi will be getting answers to all of your vampire questions from vampire experts. I want that job. Here's a trailer to the official Interview with the Vampire podcast. The series and podcast are both available now. Listen to wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks so much for listening. Like and share if this video gave you the chills. And don't forget to subscribe and turn on the bell for notifications. And did you know you can listen to Something Scary podcast right here on Snarled or on Spotify or wherever you listen to your podcasts? And if you'd like to submit a story, send me an email at somethingscary@snarled.com. Thanks so much and see you next time.